American jazz pianist, composer, and bandleader Horace Silver was born on this date in 1928 in Norwalk, Connecticut. He is an exemplary performer of what came to be called the hard bop style of the 1950s and 60s. The style was an extension of bebop with elements of rhythm and blues, gospel, and Latin American music. The style was marked by increased interest in composing original tunes with unusual structures, in place of the bebop practice of loosely basing improvisations on the chord progressions of a few favorite pop tunes such as I Got Rhythm, Indiana, and What Is This Thing Called Love. During the 1950s, Silver was heard on records with Miles Davis and Art Blakey, and he co-founded a hard bop group called The Jazz Messenger. Silver then formed his own series of quintets. The harmonies he wrote for saxophone and trumpet, often fourths and fifths, made the quintet sound much larger than most bebop quintets. Silver's best-known and longest-lived quintet had trumpeter Blue Mitchell and tenor saxophonist Junior Cook, but over the years, Silver also employed many other outstanding musicians, including saxophonists Joe Henderson and Michael Brecker. Silver's best-known compositions include The Preacher, Senior Blues, Filthy McNasty, Song for My Father, and Sister Sadie. William T. Dillard was born in Mineral Springs, Arkansas, on this date in 1914. Dillard was the founder of Dillard's Incorporated, one of the nation's largest fashion apparel and home furnishings retailers. From an $8,000 investment in a single store in Nashville, Arkansas, Dillard built a retail chain with more than 300 stores in 29 states. In 1999, Dillard was among the first four Arkansas business leaders inducted into the Arkansas Business Hall of Fame. Dillard passed away at the age of 87 in Little Rock. He often said, quote, "Business without integrity is not good business, and in the long run, will not be successful."
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York on this, the first broadcast of network television's first daily half-hour news program.
The CBS evening news was lengthened from 15 to 30 minutes on this date in 1963. The nightly news program is still on the air, and its current anchor is Katie Couric. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.